We covered a lot of ground today, and I want to pull out what I think are the three threads that will matter most going into next week. First, the military situation in the Gulf is genuinely fluid in a way that could escalate or de-escalate quickly. A Saudi ground offensive in Yemen, Iranian drones in Kuwaiti airspace, and a disabled tanker near Hormuz, all happening simultaneously, means the next 72 hours could look very different from today. Second, the AI containment and safety story is moving into congressional territory. 50-plus organizations demanding investigation is not a niche concern anymore.
My third thread is the economic one. The yen intervention, Apple's near $475 billion market cap loss, Meta's free cash flow compression, Oracle's debt-fueled data center bet, and the supply chain inflation from Hormuz are all connected by a single question. Can the global economy absorb simultaneous geopolitical disruption and AI investment overhang without a broader repricing? S&P futures are up 0.63% at 7,519 as we record this, which suggests markets are choosing to focus on the AI growth story for now. But that calm feels provisional given everything we've described today.
A time capsule moment before we close. Back in May, we said, and I'm reading this directly, this comes as Ukraine reported hitting its fourth Russian ship in the Caspian Sea this month, suggesting Kiev's long-range strike capabilities are proving more effective than Moscow anticipated. Turns out that claim was flatly wrong. The Caspian Sea is landlocked, hundreds of miles from Ukrainian-controlled territory, and no such attacks occurred. It's a good reminder that in fast-moving conflict coverage, claims that sound plausible within a narrative need geographical and physical reality checks. We should have caught that, and we're flagging it now because you deserve to know when we get something wrong.
The stories to watch next week, whether NATO formally responds to the 2026 manufactured Russian missile on Polish soil, whether the Saudi ground offensive in Yemen materializes, the congressional response to the OpenAI AI agent containment disclosure, and Apple's management response to the guidance miss. We're also watching the Fox News Texas polling numbers for any corroborating surveys. One poll is a data point. Multiple polls in the same direction become a trend.
A genuine note before we sign off. This podcast is made possible by Claude Code from Anthropic, which handles our script generation and production automation, and by Perplexity, which is how we discover and research the stories that make it into each episode. 2 years ago, a daily long-form news analysis show with this depth and production quality would have required a full editorial team, researchers, and producers. The fact that two hosts with domain expertise can deliver this independently every day is directly because of those tools. We're grateful for that, and we think the listeners who enjoy this kind of analysis should know what's behind it.
Every segment of today's episode stands on its own. If you found the Middle East coverage or the AI safety analysis useful, share just that segment. That's by design. We're back Monday with the full briefing. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. Have a thoughtful weekend.